We've got what's shaping up to be the most expensive governor's race in Illinois history. There are 8 candidates in the race. Hi, I'm Nyla Boodoo, host of the statewide public radio show, The 21st. Maybe you've seen all the ads, but you still don't know who to vote for? Well, here, over the next 15 minutes, you can hear from the candidates in their own words. All of the candidates except Governor Rauner. He was the only one who did not respond to our requests for interviews. We made repeated ones. We're going to air these snippets in the order we played them on the program. Up first, J.B. Pritzker. J.B. Pritzker, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you. We have real challenges in the state of Illinois. There are financial challenges and otherwise. The governor needs to introduce a balanced budget, and that's what I intend to do. The best way for us to do that, of course, is determine what our priorities are. Mine, of course, are focusing on making sure every child gets a quality education in the state of Illinois, making sure that we expand health care to make it universal in Illinois, and then we've got to create jobs here. We also have to reduce gun violence on our streets in not just the city of Chicago, but also Peoria, Carbondale, Rockford, all across the state. I believe that a progressive income tax is vitally important for making sure that we pay for the education system in our state. We have enormous changes that we need to make in our criminal justice system, and we need to focus on economic development and opportunity in order to reduce the amount of incarceration that we have in the state. I am in favor of the Trust Act, which got passed here last year. I believe strongly that we need to protect our immigrants, even undocumented immigrants, especially our DACA recipients, Dreamers. My own family came here as refugees and would have been killed if they had not been allowed to come to the United States and allowed to live in the state of Illinois in Chicago. And I really believe to my core, in my heart, that immigrants are a vital part of the state of Illinois.
Representative Ives, welcome to the 21st.
Well, thank you for having me on. I promise to, first of all, submit a balanced budget that makes sure that we spend within our means and not a dime more. And that is something that Governor Rauner failed to do. Listeners should be very wary because all the Democrats are asking for is more taxes to spend more money. Anybody who says, well, we're going to, you know, cut a few jobs here or set a price on paper is kidding themselves if they think they can balance their budget doing that way. Property taxes are a huge issue. It's a bigger problem than our state income taxes, quite frankly, because it's confiscatory. The South Suburban Cook area has been decimated by high tax rates, and people are losing their homes. Government cannot afford to continue along the same path because their residents are leaving. So property taxes don't need to be frozen at the highest levels. They need to be lowered substantially over time. Governor Rauner signed his signature on SB 31, which made us a sanctuary state. He made us all less safe. We can now not get justice when criminally illegal aliens commit crimes in the state of Illinois. They can post off of a detainer, leave the system, and escape across Mexico. I understand that the desperation of Illinois taxpayers, and I'm the only one with the right ideas to move the state forward.
Senator Biss, welcome back to the 21st.
It's great to be back, Nyla. Here in Illinois, the middle class and the working poor are being nickeled and dimed because the system doesn't ask enough of the wealthy, and I'm running for governor to change that. The bar that we ought to set for our governor isn't just have a budget, but have a budget that works. We have a system in Illinois that has been really biased in favor of the very wealthy, biased in favor of big corporations, has left middle class families like mine and the working poor further and further behind. And so we need not only a budget, but a budget with a fair tax system, a budget that does not overburden the middle class and the working poor, a budget that invests in schools in every zip code, not just a few parts of Illinois, a budget that allows access to universal health care and a budget that invests in child care and family leave. If we do that right, we'll have a state that works for the rest of us. That's what I believe in. That's what my campaign is about. And that's what I've been fighting for in the legislature. There are incredible numbers of dollars that are cycled through the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange, and we don't tax them at all. When you go buy a screwdriver at the hardware store, you pay 6.25% sales tax to the state, but when a $100 million trade is done at the Board of Trade, there is not a nickel of tax paid, and that just doesn't make sense. Listen, Nyla, the economy has moved, the economy has changed, the financial sector has ballooned, that's where the money is, and because we don't touch those dollars, we don't have a state government that can afford to invest in people without overburdening the middle class and the poor. And this question of taxing financial transactions is a profound difference in the race, where the other candidates say they're against it, they say that it's impractical. And what I would say is, if we're not going to build a tax system that works for the modern economy, we're not going to have a state that works for a modern society. Our state government needs to stand with immigrants. Our state government needs to stand with our people and not target our people by collaborating with the federal government.
Superintendent Dibert, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you very much for having me. I think the reason that voters should trust me is because I understand how to govern and I understand the process that takes place on a calendar year. And I continue to campaign and try to explain that to constituents. The polarization in the state has got to relax. We've worked to create divisions between Chicago and the rest of the state. There's been efforts of disparity that have been discussed. And the first and foremost thing I think that you need to have as a governor is a person who's going to come in with the willingness to try to get along with people. I think that's what's not happening at this time, is that I have no personal agenda but to make Illinois a better place and to pay its bills, submit a manageable budget, and to move Illinois out of the debt that we currently experience and bring to Springfield a new vision of open-mindedness and roll up our sleeves to tackle some of the really tough problems that are there. And it's going to take a group effort, not just the governor, to get this done. Property taxes are an unfair way to fund schools because not everyone is blessed with the same equalized assessed valuation by which the money is derived from. I have a deep concern about the state of Illinois and about its reputation and about its future. And I believe as governor, I can do several things. I have a solid plan in which to pay our bills and to move Illinois to a more solid financial base, and then do something that Illinois just needs to do so bad, and that's develop a marketing plan for the good and the quality of this state.
Chris Kennedy, welcome to the 21st.
Great to be on the show. Thank you. I've spent my entire life in the anti-poverty world, trying to help the very people that have been so damaged by Bruce Rauner's leadership. The state of Illinois has a shrinking economy, and yet at the same time, we have rising household income, not because anybody's making more money, not because paychecks have gone up, but because we've pushed the poor out of our state. Anybody with a sick child, a disabled brother or sister, elderly parents who needed home health care, knew that they needed to leave Illinois in order to make sure they had access to that. And when the poor left, it made the rest of us who stayed behind look wealthier. That's a terrible, terrible fact, a violation of anything that we believe in if we have a, well, moral compass. And I don't think that the current governor has one. More important than anything else is the idea that we need to transition away from a reliance on property taxes to a reliance on a graduated progressive income tax, allowing the wealthiest among us to pay their fair share. And if we give them a growing economy, if we reinvest in our state, I think they'll be just fine with that. We've laid out a pretty detailed anti Violence Program, which is available on the Kennedy for Illinois website. And there are lots of ways that we can reduce the number of illegal guns in our state. Having said that, our fundamental belief is that opportunity is the enemy of violence, and economic oppression is its partner in crime. If we give people opportunity, then, I mean, real opportunity, they can move away from committing crimes of survival. I don't want to die alone, and I'm worried because the next generation of kids in Illinois are leaving the state.
T.O. Hardiman, welcome to the 21st.
I'm glad to be here. Well, I would like to be governor because I've always been in service. I've always worked in a leadership capacity. I've traveled the state. I've met with the farmers, the veterans, the senior citizens. I've met with the college students. I've met with people with disabilities. I've met with people all across the state of Illinois, the good working class people, and people are hurting in Illinois. And I would like to offer them some sense of hope with T.O. Hardiman becoming the governor, because it would be history in the making, because I'm the only minority running for governor in the state of Illinois. My main passion for running is to make sure that we take care of the poor, working class, and middle class people here in Illinois. And I have a proven track record in regards to leadership position, but I've always placed the people first. There's no way in the world that T.O. Hardiman and Patricia Avery would ever consider taxing a retirement income. No way. And as your governor, I plan to attract people to come back to Illinois by making Illinois one of the safest states in the United States, and actually with more job creation as well. I just want to put that out there, because job creation is really number one on our agenda. If the 99.9% of the working class people support T.O. Hardiman, we can win this election by a landslide. That's why I want to be governor, because I'm tired of seeing these big-time, big-money people stepping on the poor people here in Illinois.
Dr. Marshall, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I work at Oak Forest Hospital. That's one of the Cook County hospitals in Southern Cook County. And we take care of the poorest of the poor and the sickest of the sick. So I see these people every day. I'm the only one that's opposed to a graduated income tax. And I'm also opposed to any further increase in the flat tax. I mean, 4.9% is high enough. We just had a raise, and I think we have to see how that increase is going to work out first before we propose any more. What I want to do is find new sources of income. Legalizing marijuana throughout the entire state, that will create a whole new industry. We do need pension reform. The pensions are more than underfunded. They're actually overpromised. We have over 100,000 people who have pensions over $50,000. I've proposed a radical solution. The state of Illinois, as we know now, would be dissolved. One unified state would no longer exist politically. The Constitution, and including the clause about pensions, would be dissolved. Our state would be divided up into three brand new states. Chicago would be number one. The suburbs around Chicago would be number two, and everything south of Route 80 would be its own state with a new governor, a new constitution, and then the pensions would be divided up three ways, but they would be renegotiable. You could renegotiate them. So I think all three parts of the state would benefit from my plan.
Those are seven of the eight candidates running to be the next governor of Illinois. J.B. Pritzker, Jeannie Ives, Daniel Biss, Chris Kennedy, Bob Diber, T.O. Hardiman, and Robert Marshall. Governor Rauner's campaign did not respond to our repeated requests for him to be interviewed. The primary is on March 20th. If you want to hear more, you can head to our website, 21stshow.org, and click on our elections link. We've got the full 15-minute interviews with each candidate archived there. I'm Nyla Boodoo. Thanks so much for listening to this special 21st election podcast.